My dear friends, this is Dominic Sola, Christ Intervention Ministries. It's amazing. God just stopped all my productions right now, and he showed me somebody. Somebody who is comparing themselves to everybody else, and you're literally bringing yourself to a place of suicide. The Bible tells us not to compare ourselves to each other. You can't do that. It brings absolute destruction. An artist who's painting pictures cannot compare themselves to a construction worker. A janitor can't compare themselves to a teacher. The electrician can't compare themselves to the people who own the $1 million home he's working on. We can't do that. When you do something like that, the devil will get in there and absolutely make you feel worthless. That is the devil. You have to be you. There's nobody to compare yourself to. It would be like trying to compare your fingerprints to somebody else, your DNA to somebody else, and then cutting your fingerprints down and cutting your DNA down. God has wonderfully and fearfully knit you in your mother's womb, near absolute perfection. Your soul may be giving you some trouble. That's all right. You know, when you come to Jesus and you accept Jesus as your Savior, the sanctification process of the soul, you work out with fear and trembling. Your spirit got born again immediately, and your spirit has been sealed, and you're absolutely, your spirit's perfect. But your soul is still tormented. Your soul needs to be loved. Your soul needs to be embraced. Your soul can be your enemy. Satan uses your soul against you. So you have to learn to love your enemy, even if it's your own soul. What Paul said in Romans chapter 7, he said his own members inside of himself are warring against him. So please, don't drive yourself into a depression. Stop it. You have to learn to be thankful for what you have, appreciate who you are, and begin to love yourself. The two greatest commandments, love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as you do love yourself. I mean, when you start self-loathing, when you get to that place, there's nothing but drugs, addictions. That's the road that takes you down. If you're living with guilt, that's a road that takes you to the same place. Shame takes you to the same place. You have to stop. Your attitude is the most important thing you have, and you want a winning attitude. Not just a winning attitude for the world. It has to be a winning attitude for yourself. Are you really going to let the devil pound you and pound you and pound you until you're worthless? I mean, there's a place when you let that keep going that you are so depressed you don't want to live. Are you going to step into what God wants you to step into? Or are you going to stay in that, what some would call a pity party, but I understand what it is. It's demonic. You are loosed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Right now, you are loosed. You are free from that by the blood of the Lamb in Jesus' name. I speak over you. You have creative gifts. You have talents that God has given you. You're important. You belong to a royal priesthood. You are a child of God, and you're going to step into that. You're not going to compare yourself to anybody anymore, body size, physical size, looks. You're not going to look in the mirror and condemn yourself. We cover your mirror with the blood of Jesus right now. You are set free from this demonic attack. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you are loosed from this. Father, we thank you. We speak shalom over you, long life, good health and prosperity, that your soul will prosper, and that this is the end of that attack in Jesus' name. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net. God bless. If you would like to donate to this ministry, when you send us an email at goodnews@gate.net, you will get back an automatic answer. And on that answer, you will see our webpages. And on our webpages are the address and the information to donate to this ministry. And we'd appreciate that very much. No offerings too small or too big. Thank you. You can be a one-time giver or a partner to this ministry. We love you. God bless you.